Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. Mitt Romney Tuesday won the New Hampshire primary with 39% of the vote. It's just the people saying loud and clear, we like you less than half as much as a combination of all the other guys.
There is Seth Meyers on SNL having some fun with Mitt Romney. The primaries and the presidential race, GOP race for the presidency, is where we start this hour of our Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen on a Monday reviewing the news from the weekend. It becomes part of what the talk media is focused on, and that includes John Huntsman's decision to drop out of the race. Here is Don Lemon talking with a correspondent about that very decision.
When's the official announcement?
The official announcement will be tomorrow here in Myrtle Beach at the Sheraton Hotel, where there's a big GOP debate here sponsored by the South Carolina Republican Party. But the official endorsement, Don, will be here. He is going to endorse Governor Romney. A campaign official tells me the reason for this, why they're getting behind Governor Romney, is that they believe he's the one true candidate who can fix the economy. Of course, John Huntsman is sort of playing in the same lane in the Republican primary as Governor Romney on that moderate sort of establishment side of the primary. So this makes a lot of sense. There's traditionally been a little bit of friction between the Huntsman and Romney families. The Romney and Huntsman staffs did not like each other at all, but you can see the sort of establishment getting in line behind Mitt Romney with this endorsement, Don.
And what's interesting, Peter, is that earlier today, South Carolina's largest newspaper is called the State Endorsement, and here's what they said. The editorial board praised him and said it called him the essential values candidate. He has the values that drive his candidacy, honor and old-fashioned decency and pragmatism, and now this.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. On the same day, the state paper, which is the largest newspaper in South Carolina, endorsed him that he would do this, maybe wait an extra day after that. The symbolism is important. Again, the entire Republican universe will be here tomorrow. There'll be tons of television cameras for Huntsman to do this. The South Carolina angle is kind of interesting. I can tell you that after he finished third in the New Hampshire primary, there are a lot of Republicans in this state who are pretty surprised that he would come down here and campaign. He frankly doesn't have very much support at all. He has no television ads in this state, and he was kind of camped out on the coast where you have some more moderate Republican voters, but he wasn't really catching on down here, Don, so it probably makes a lot of sense for him to drop out. If he does want to run again in 2016, it made sense for him probably to come down here, possibly lay a little bit of groundwork in South Carolina to appeal to some voters that he will need again if he does decide to run for president again down the road. But again, dropping out of the Republican presidential race tomorrow, a much ballyhooed entry into the race this year, Barack Obama's former ambassador to China. So this is a kind of whimper to end that big entrance to the campaign, Don.
Kind of sounds like the same. I would use that to describe the reporter's overview of what's going on, kind of a whimper, almost a whisper. But the news is that GOP candidate Governor John Huntsman is dropping out of the race. That's what he is going to do. He'll endorse Mitt Romney, and that takes care of that. So there's one more. It does appear that the stars are lining up for Mitt Romney. Is that good news to you? 800-510-8255 is the call-in line for the callers from all around the country. You can even use that 800 line if you're somewhere outside of the United States to get in. Romney wins in South Carolina this week and in Florida, pretty much he's got it sewed up, which is an issue in and of itself because a lot of people feel like they're being deprived. Maybe this is one of the things that I talked to a lot of people over the weekend who were just really annoyed at the process because they want to be a participant and yet they can't be. And that's not fair. It's not right. Another adjustment needs, a serious adjustment needs to be part of the ongoing changes that are necessary to make this a more fair procedure. You agree with that statement? 800-510-8255. Bob Schieffer talked to Newt Gingrich on Sunday about super PACs and the negative ads in the campaign.
Mitt Romney dumped a load of negative ads on you in Iowa. You responded by opening attacks on his veracity and his business record. some Republicans, though, are saying you're just doing Barack Obama's work for him. Are you uncomfortable with that?
Well, look, none of those folks were complaining when Mitt Romney spent $3.5 million on negative ads in Iowa because they were for Romney. Now that all of a sudden somebody's willing to stand up to him and is willing to argue the other side of the case, they think it's unfair. Whoever we nominate has to be prepared to take on Barack Obama, and the president already has $240 million in the bank. He plans a $1 billion campaign that will overwhelmingly be negative, and our nominee had better be capable of standing there, telling the truth, withstanding the negative ads, and winning the debate this fall. Now, that's frankly, I think, one of the biggest advantages I have as a good conservative with a clear record of conservatism. I think that I could, in fact, draw a sharp contrast with Obama.
Mr. Speaker, you told a crowd in South Carolina the other day that if Mitt Romney is the nominee, that 95% of the people in the room that you spoke to, you said, would be uncomfortable with that. Do you think that he would be the weakest candidate that the Republicans could field this time out?
Well, I think from the standpoint of the conservative movement, going back to Goldwater and Reagan, when you have a governor who put Planned Parenthood, for example, the largest abortion provider in the country, into Romney care by law, with no right to life group, somebody who raised $730 million in taxes, somebody who's for gun control and who had a 400% increase in taxes on guns, I think it's pretty challenging for a candidate, once you get to the real record, for that candidate to arouse the enthusiasm and the excitement of the conservative movement. Look, we're all going to do everything we can to defeat Barack Obama. A re-election of Barack Obama in this environment with this record would lead him to be so arrogant and so aggressive that it's hard to imagine what his second term would be like. So I'm going to do everything I can to make sure we defeat Barack Obama. I just think a clear Reagan conservative has a much better chance of defeating him than somebody who comes out of a Massachusetts moderate background.
So what you're saying is that he would be the weakest candidate.
Well, I think it's very hard for him. I don't want to pick weakest or strongest. I think it's very hard for him to differentiate Romney care from Obamacare. It's very hard for him to differentiate appointing liberal judges, which he did when he was the governor of Massachusetts. I mean, these are things that are going to come up. And I think for the conservative movement, it makes it more difficult, frankly. And that's why I think here in South Carolina, I'm probably going to win next Saturday, because as a Georgia Reagan conservative, I fit much more comfortably with the average South Carolina Republican.
Isn't it interesting how everybody is invoking the name of Ronald Reagan? Newt Gingrich, in all of his phoniness, his spirit of I'm the conservative, when you look at his record, it's not much different in many respects than Mitt Romney. And if you're not accepting of Romney's, then why would you be accepting of Newt Gingrich's, in a sense? He's just all talk. Interesting, I would just relay a personal anecdotal message. On Saturday, I was with Michael Reagan, who is a noted speaker, done a lot of talk radio, President Reagan's son. He said a day doesn't go by when he doesn't get a call from one of these guys asking him for advice as to how to win, how to get the Reagan-esque treatment and his endorsement, that sort of thing. And it's just they all want the same thing because they're all trying to present themselves as a Reaganite. It's just such, it's spewing sputum, if you will, garbage, baloney. 800-510-8255. So we're focused on the primary coming up this weekend, what's happened this past weekend in the campaign. That's why we are interested and solicitous of your calls and your input. We'll have a really, I think, a good time this week and narrowing down. I think there'll probably be a couple of other people that'll drop out, and that's not a bad thing in the sense of wearing it down. But it still is, what isn't good is that you don't have a chance to vote. I think that's part of the issue. In this country, we need to have more people voting in the primaries, and the system doesn't allow it. It's rigged by the chiefs of the Democratic and Republican Party. Doesn't work. Something else that needs to drastically change, along with the Electoral College. So many things ought to be part of this debate. Let's see if we can make it thus. It's 16 past the hour on the countdown.
So you're starting a business with no customers and no employees. You're paying a landlord and an accountant, even though you have no sales, and you'll be working 18 hours a day. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, I am.
Small business owners survive on confidence.
And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
And now, here's another tax tip from TurboTax. While college tuition costs can add up fast, the deductions and credits can add up as well. That's because this year the American Opportunity Credit for college tuition is up to $2,500. This amount could be available for all 4 years of college and for each student in your family. It even covers the cost of books. To find out more about how TurboTax can help you get the maximum refund you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Anne. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Amberin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Amberin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Amberin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Amberin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-706-8010. That's 1-800-706-8010. 1-800-706-8010.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
Is your federal free edition really free?
It's actually four frees.
What?
Yes, it's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you get free expert help. See, that's four frees.
You just blew my mind. Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
What do you want for America? Our discussion about the presidential race, focusing on the Republicans because it's now a Republican deal. Before we get down to the nitty-gritty as to who runs against Obama, do you think it's Mitt Romney? Do you think Mitt Romney stands for limited government? He wrote an op-ed piece in the New York Times that was pretty interesting. I think it also got published in USA Today about his objectives. Does he deserve a break because he won in New Hampshire, and his speech at the end of that whole campaign, he was bland, thought of being bland, fiery victory speech, may have caught some people by surprise. Now, here's another thing that's catching people by surprise, an example of one of the Super PAC ads. This one attacks Newt Gingrich.
Newt Gingrich's attacks are called foolish, out of bounds, and disgusting. Newt attacks because he has more baggage than the airlines. Newt was fined $300,000 for ethics violations, took $1.6 million from Freddie Mac, and co-sponsored a bill with Nancy Pelosi that would have given $60 million a year to a UN program supporting China's brutal one-child policy. Don't be fooled by Newt's desperate attacks. Restore Our Future is responsible for the content of this message.
Restore Our Future. So who are they? This is another problem, another discussion topic. All this money being spent by these people since the Supreme Court said it was like the Wild West. Spend as much money as you want. And Newt says he's going to sue all these people because he wasn't, the $300,000 was inappropriately referenced. 21 past the hour.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com. In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
How do you view Mitt Romney? How do you view actually any of the candidates? Newt Gingrich? How do you view the process? What do you think about the news media coverage? What do you think about the PACs? Normally on Monday, we try to get an excerpt from each of the Sunday morning television news shows because they are usually the essence of what people are talking about, news talk radio, the political talk radio shows. And so we continue in that vein. This is a clip from ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos talking to George Will, John Carl, and Peggy Noonan about the possibility that Mitt Romney might have the nomination by the end of January.
Mitt Romney in South Carolina. Polls show a pretty close race, even though social conservatives are now rallying behind Rick Santorum. It seems like Romney is being helped by a split opposition.
He has. George, the Republicans haven't had a really protracted nominating contest since 1976, when the Reagan-Gerald Ford fight went all the way to the Kansas City Convention. We've had the first two nominating events in Iowa and New Hampshire, which are swing states. South Carolina is solidly Republican. Rick Perry is a veteran and is campaigning in a state with 450,000 veterans. Newt Gingrich is from next door in Georgia. Rick Santorum is an evangelical Christian campaigning now in a state where that's 60% of the Republican vote. And still it looks as though Mitt Romney may survive. And survive, he may even win. Win or come in close second, they go on right away to Florida, a very expensive state to campaign in. So it's very possible that this whole contest could be over on the 31st day of this month.
That would be incredible. And John Carl, you were covering this group of social conservatives who met yesterday, trying to prevent that from happening. They've come behind now Rick Santorum, saying he should be the candidate to take on Mitt Romney.
Yeah, but a couple points about that. First of all, it took them 3 ballots to get there. So it wasn't like Santorum was the overwhelming, immediate favorite here. There's no sign in South Carolina that social conservatives have rallied behind Rick Santorum. It remains a very divided field among them, again, working very well for Mitt Romney. And on George's point about Florida, there have been 400,000 absentee ballots already requested in Florida. Now, what is the one campaign that has an absentee ballot program going on in Florida? It's the Romney campaign.
So he could already be putting it away in Florida. Peggy, you spent some time this week in South Carolina. It seems like you came away with the impression that Romney's going to get it. The question is how much damage he's going to take.
Yeah, how much damage under these Bain attacks? How much money is spent by the super PACs and by campaigns to do the Bain attack? What struck me as so interesting about South Carolina is, indeed it is true, the not Mitts have not had a chance to come forward because they're broken up. The evangelical vote itself is broken up. The Tea Party vote is broken up. So the solid vote is the Romney vote. So he looks like he's in a very good position. The interesting point also is the dog that didn't bark, and that is the assumption on many parts that the evangelical vote in South Carolina would naturally perforce reject the Mormon candidate.
You know,
hasn't happened.
That's exactly
but
what
that's
I wrote in my notes.
George,
I want to bring to you, Cokie. It's surprising.
Yeah, right. It is surprising, but keep in mind, Rick Santorum is a Catholic, and they're not particularly popular in South Carolina either. So I think that you don't have the obvious person to go to. Newt Gingrich has all of his moral problems. You've got the Mormon, the Catholic, and Rick Perry, and his campaign seems dead.
All right, so what do you think of, if you're a South Carolinian, what do you think of being portrayed that way? You're not particularly pleasantly surprised, probably, by listening to the northern liberal news commentators, right? 800-510-8255. A lot of prominent conservatives say that Romney is a moderate at best. He seems to have proven himself as a strong candidate, and he does keep talking about a better America. And contrary to what a lot of people are thinking, voters may realize they may not need the anti-Romney after all. He may be it himself. 28 after the hour on the countdown.
Hey, it's freezing back here.
Ugh. Yeah, close the window.
Yeah, no.
Why?
Sorry.
Oh, girl, what you need is Digestive Advantage Gas Defense.
It's a supplement.
Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its dual-action formula acts quickly to stop gas before it starts when taken with a meal.
I take it every day.
It's good for you.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
Road trip, and we won't need a convertible.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage.
Every second, someone turns to OnStar for help.
I'm sorry, emergency.
My mom's going the wrong way.
Is she okay?
No, she's closing her eyes.
Okay, I'm going to get the police out there to help your mom. Make sure you have your seatbelt on.
Yay.
Police.
This is OnStar Emergency. I have a young child that pressed their emergency button. She's saying that her mom keeps closing her eyes, but she's still driving. I can conference you into the vehicle.
Hello?
Somebody's crazy. I'm only 7 years old.
Is your mom still driving?
She's going very slow. Somebody honked at her.
Is she diabetic?
Yeah.
Okay, I have an updated location. She's at Sumter and Tropicare.
Okay, we're coming to help you.
Now you can add this kind of protection to your car with new OnStar FMV.
Policeman.
You did a great job.
Yay.
OnStar is built into many new vehicles, or you can add it to almost any car with new OnStar FMV. Visit OnStar.com for availability, system limitations, and details.
I'm in a state of inundation from an endless iteration of discounts that State Farm gives to me. Good driver and good student, multi-car and all the rest make up a veritable litany. They got a list of discounts longer than my arm. Get to a better state, State Farm.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are, a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Past the hour, the overview of what's going on in the world of talk radio is our focus in this hour of the countdown, something that's a daily event, a couple of hours every day, and on the weekend, a three-hour review of the hot hits, the top 10. We try to get to a couple of them every day. Sometimes that's successful, sometimes it's not, depending on your input. We will have time for the Marine Taliban video controversy, which is hot stuff, plus some time on the Golden Globes. But back now to our discussion of the GOP race and trying to get something in from each of the TV programs from Sunday morning. Here from Fox, Chris Wallace talks to Britt Hume and Kristen Powers about the super PACs.
You have this interesting thing, Britt, in South Carolina, where Newt Gingrich is telling the super PAC supporting him either correct the inaccuracies in the ads or take them off the air. And the super PAC is saying, no, they are playing this delaying game where they've asked a bunch of very specific questions of Mitt Romney that they know he clearly isn't going to answer. And they say until he answers them, they're going to keep running the ads.
Well, if Newt Gingrich and Rick Tyler, who has been a very, very close associate of his for a very long time, were actually in cahoots and in touch about this whole strategy, that would be a violation of the law. Kind of an absurd law, but nonetheless, that's what it would be. I think Tyler's, the fact that the ad and the documentary, so-called, that it's based on, is so dishonest and shoddy, and it came out pretty well in your interview today, that Gingrich is worried that it will reflect badly on him, and I think it does reflect badly on him. And I think if Tyler were trying to help Gingrich, he'd probably take the stupid thing down, but I guess he thinks this is a clever way to help him.
Well, or to be Machiavellian about it, is Newt Gingrich saying, hey, take that ad down, knowing full well that Tyler's going to ignore it.
Well,
so he gets the best.
I wouldn't rule that out.
I'd vote
Kirsten,
for that.
What do you make of the whole question of super PACs and the role they're playing? And it is interesting to see Republicans complaining so much about the super PACs when I didn't hear any of them complain about the Supreme Court decision in Citizens United, which, of course, unleashed this huge torrent of money.
Well, this was the concern with Citizens United, and that you would have people who are unaccountable. The idea is you want to have, if an attack is made, you want the person who makes the attack to have to take responsibility for that. And oftentimes voters don't like it. So if the candidate goes on a really negative tear, well, there's going to be some sort of price to be paid for that. With the super PACs, there's no real price to be paid for, even though they're really being done on behalf of these candidates because, you know, Mitt Romney's political director runs his super PAC. And so I think that former political director. So I find them destructive, and I don't think that they really are adding a lot of value in terms of good value to the debate.
All right, and one wonders whether that excerpt from this Sunday morning discussion added much to the debate either. 800-510-8255 presents something from everybody, and that's the goal. You make up your mind what you like, what you don't like, what sort of strikes a chord with you and doesn't. Here, finally, let's see, we have a chance for a Meet the Press. We'll deal with Candy Crowley when we get to the Marine Taliban video. Right now, though, David Gregory talks to Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, Congressman Tim Scott of South Carolina as well, about the Tea Party involvement in the race there in their state.
This was something that caught my eye from the Financial Times, the Ed Luce column, where he says the following. Most people expected the Tea Party to shape the 2012 election and certainly dominated the Republican primary. Yet the one credible contender it has produced embodies everything the Tea Party despises. An even-keeled, calculating pragmatist who conveys complacency rather than rage. In an age of populist discontent, America is shaping up for a battle between two Ivy League graduates who will battle over the middle ground. It will be interesting to see what happens to all that passion beneath them. Senator Graham, you've never thought that the Tea Party as a political movement could survive.
Well, what I've said is that the Tea Party is associated with changing an out-of-control government. Most Americans associate themselves that we're too far in debt and we spend too much. The Tea Party movement, Tim Scott is a rising star in the Republican Party nationwide, not just South Carolina. He gets as much Chamber of Commerce support as he does Tea Party. The Tea Party people in South Carolina are basically Ronald Reagan conservatives. Yes, other people other than Mitt Romney could beat Barack Obama. He has been a very unproductive president. And the question for the country is, do you expect your life to change if you give Barack Obama a second term to keep doing the same things he's done in his first term? This is our election to lose. And the only way we're going to lose it if we go too long in time in terms of the primary and our attacks go too far. We haven't done that yet. As long as we keep this in bounds, you know, Bush said that Reagan's politics, economic politics, were voodoo, and they wound up being Reagan, Bush, and one. So we haven't done damage to ourselves yet, but Tim's right. Be careful what you say. South Carolina's looking at you hard. We're going to pick the most electable conservative, and Mitt Romney is a good man that Tea Party people should look at closely to vote for, because I think he can beat Barack Obama, and I think that's all of our goals.
But you're not endorsing him, or are you prepared to do that?
I don't even know who I'm going to vote for, because I know that what happens in South Carolina, that we pick presidents here, and this is the best chance I've seen in years for the Republican Party to revive itself, prove to the country that we can lead and we can govern, and to end this Obama administration.
Congressman Scott, I have to ask you to be brief.
I'm gonna vote for you.
Is Romney, in your view, a Tea Party candidate?
I would say that we have five strong candidates running for president in the Republican nomination process right now. Is Romney a Tea Party candidate? I'd probably say that he's the least of the candidates running for president right now that would be considered a Tea Party candidate.
All right, so there is Congressman Tim Scott along with Senator Lindsey Graham on Meet the Press about the Tea Party. 800-510-8255. You disappointed in the Tea Party's involvement or strength here? They've had a lot to say about votes in Washington, which is good, but they don't seem to be here unless I'm missing something. What do you think? 800-510-TALK. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. It's pretty easy to do that. If you're going to the Doug Stephan website to follow all of this, you'll find the directions on the listen box there at DougStephan.com. Here's radio host Nathan Hager talking to Paul Bedard, who writes for U.S. News and World Report, about whether the Republican nomination may be Romney's after all.
You know, your column points out this week, Paul, that Iowa and New Hampshire really are the tip of the electoral iceberg.
Oh, well, certainly. But, you know, if you look at how many people vote, I mean, if you're a Virginian, a Maryland, or somebody from Washington, D.C., you're wondering, hey, I want a chance to vote. I may not be for Mitt Romney. And by the time we get a chance to vote, heck, the guy's already going to be the nominee. Iowa, New Hampshire, When you look at the number of Republicans who voted versus, say, all of those who voted for John McCain in the 2008 election, are 0.61% of the Republican vote.
Wow.
And generally, both of those states are plus 90% white, very few blacks and Hispanics. Finally, I think in South Carolina, we're going to see a greater mix of diversity in the voting population. But, hey, you got to give it to Mitt Romney. The guy is 28% in the polls in South Carolina, leading there. So maybe there is something to Iowa and New Hampshire having an idea who the right nominee should be.
Yeah, and those states, Iowa and New Hampshire, in the past have had sort of a mixed record as far as tracking who the eventual nominee is going to be, right?
Well, especially Iowa. I mean, they picked the last time it was Huckabee. And, you know, New Hampshire gives a chance for someone to have a second chance, notably Bill Clinton. But this time around, it's all Romney. And, you know, I think it's about the first time in 30-plus years that a candidate won both Iowa and New Hampshire. And, of course, I mean, you just look at the polls, Nathan. He looks to be ahead in Florida, also Nevada. I mean, the guy could win them all.
Putting aside, though, the small populations, the relative lack of diversity in Iowa and New Hampshire, in a broader sense, do the state-by-state races matter as much anymore when you have a nationwide media that's supplemented by the Internet, where you can see a lot of these ads that are meant for Iowa and New Hampshire, the state-by-state ads, get a nationwide, even a worldwide audience now?
Yeah, I think that's a good point. I mean, two things are going on. Yeah, you've got the caucuses and the primaries, and these candidates have to win that state. But they're also auditioning on a national stage, and certainly we're seeing that with the Republicans on major issues like Bain Capital and some of the things that they're using to try to take down Mitt Romney. Same thing's going on the Democratic side. You know, the president is, you know, he went to New Hampshire. He is kind of campaigning in a way in various states because he's on the ballot too, but he's running a national show also.
All right, so there it is, the overview of where the Republican nomination or the voting is from the perspective of all the talk radio, well, not all the talk radio shows that we monitor, but talk radio representation along with the Sunday morning television programs. So up next, let's pay attention to what one Sunday morning show focused on. That was the controversial Marine Taliban video, the urination video that so many people are talking about. That's up next here on the Countdown.
I drank Emergen-C to support my immune system before shoveling the driveway.
Ooh, not what I heard. With all those B and C vitamins, I understand you shoveled the driveway, plowed a quarter-mile stretch of road, then constructed a 30-unit igloo village with hand-cut ice sculptures and several snow cone concession stands, right?
Well, I shoveled my neighbor's driveway, too.
Outstanding. Emergen-C. 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C, energizing B vitamins, and fizzy fruity flavors you'll love. All to help you accomplish more. Get your free sample at myemergency.com. Emergen-C. Feel the good.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold pre-retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
Is your Federal Free Edition really free?
It's actually four frees.
What?
Yes, it's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you get free expert help. See, that's four frees.
You just blew my mind.
Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Chapstick asks, where do lost chapsticks go?
Hi, I'm Rick, and I lose my cherry chapstick a lot. The first 26 times I lost it, I found it laid in my back right pocket. And I'm a lefty, but this time, it's gone, man. And my chapstick has always been there for me. Like that one crazy cold winter, chapstick was my best friend. So if you see it, wait, is this it?
Do you know where your lost chapstick is? Have your say at facebook.com/chapstick. And try new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 for all-season protection. Ultra-moisturizing for softer, healthier lips.
Doug Steffen continuing here with you. Our overview of the hot hits in talk radio and certainly this Marine Taliban video showing Marines, four of them who have been identified now, urinating on dead Taliban soldiers. Very controversial. As a matter of fact, on CNN, Candy Crowley talked to candidate Rick Perry about this.
The picture of these four Marines urinating on the bodies of dead Taliban members, if you were President Perry, what would you do about that?
Well, obviously, 18, 19-year-old kids make stupid mistakes all too often, and that's what's occurred here. But, you know, when you're in war and history kind of backs up, there's a picture of General Patton doing basically the same thing in the Rhine River. And although there's not a picture, Churchill did the same thing on the Siegfried Line. So I'll tell you what's been
that was, you know, I have to
really
tell you
disturbing
that,
to me.
Okay, all right, go ahead. We'll finish that thought.
But what I'm saying is what's really disturbing to me is this kind of the over-the-top rhetoric from this administration and their disdain for the military, it appears, whether it's the Secretary of State or whether it's the Secretary of Defense. I mean, these kids made a mistake. There's not any doubt about it. Shouldn't have done it. It's bad. But to call it a criminal act, I think, is over the top.
All right. Well, there's Rick Perry's take on it. Here's radio host Doug Callett talking to an analyst named Lee Boylan from the military. He doesn't understand why people are so upset.
Why would Americans get upset about some bunch of Marines peeing on dead terrorist bodies?
You know, I don't understand. I honestly can't put my finger on it. You know,
let me put it this way. There's a difference between, say condoning the action because it's, you know, the video's out there. And it does violate the code of military justice. There's a difference, it seems to me, from condoning it, from not being real bothered by it. Let me put it that way. There are people who are just really bothered by this.
Yeah. Well, you know, we've got people on the border using rubber bullets against the drug cartel people who have AK-47s, and we got people killed doing it. You know, I think these people think we should go over there with paint guns. And if we tag the Taliban, then they'll be nice and go home and not bother us anymore.
Well, Rick Perry, running for president, of course, the governor of Texas, accused the Obama administration of over-the-top rhetoric and disdain for the U.S. military and its condemnation of this video. So, I mean, there are others who sort of view it the same way, I think, that you and I do.
Well, it's, you know, it was something that shouldn't have been done. It's people letting off steam. We don't know what these guys have been through. We don't know, you know, who the people were that were shot and why. I would assume that if they were shot by our snipers, it was a good reason because we have very strict rules of engagement. In my opinion, much too strict. Something to the effect that if a guy is shooting at you and his gun goes empty, then he throws it down and laughs because you can't shoot him as soon as he drops his gun. Now, that doesn't mean he won't get another gun or another magazine and start shooting at you again, but our rules say if he isn't firing at you, you can't shoot him. And this is absolutely stupid. And I heard your comment about the cell phones and camera phones in World War II. My Lord, we'd have either either people would understand what's going on or we would have surrendered to the Germans because we were afraid of hurting somebody.
Yeah, we don't want to hurt their feelings, right?
All right. This guy, I don't know who he is, Lee Boylan, he asks, he doesn't understand why people are making such a big deal out of it, because we're better than that. That's what we tell everybody. And this, listening to these guys, I don't understand. It doesn't come across well in this age. This guy needs to get with the 21st century. All right, so the Marine Taliban video taken care of. Up next, the award show from last night.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
There'll be some talk today about the observation of the birthday of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. because his birth and his life were significant in America. There are a lot of ways you can check it out, sort of, if you follow DougStephan.com, the stories of the day. Also there, another award show happening over the weekend. Who won last night's Golden Globes? As a part-time Angeline, I was driving around yesterday afternoon in Beverly Hills on Wiltshire, and I was stopped by traffic and police rerouting everybody until I finally realized that's where the Golden Globes were last night. People were, it's about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, people were lining up to see all their favorite stars and find out, you know, just what the usual people, what do they look like, what are they wearing, that kind of stuff. The award at the Golden Globes last night for Best Actress in a TV Comedy or Musical was Laura Dern. And then Best Miniseries Award went to Downton Abbey, the Best Miniseries or TV Movie. Let's see, Best Actor in a TV Drama, Kelsey Grammer. Best TV Drama, Homeland, won in that category. Best Supporting Actor in a TV Movie, Peter Dinklage, Game of Thrones. And there were, I guess, a couple of other. Let's see here. Claire Danes, Best Actress in a TV Drama for Homeland. But the attention last night certainly was on those in the movies. And so we'll start out by listening to the acceptance of Michelle Williams, who won Best Actress Award for My Week with Marilyn.
Oh, dear. I consider myself a mother first and an actress second. And so the person that I most want to thank is my daughter, my little girl, whose bravery and exuberance is the example that I take with me in my work and in my life, and I want to say thank you for sending me off to this job every day with a hug and a kiss. I couldn't have done it otherwise, and making me so excited to come home at night, and for suffering through 6 months of bedtime stories where all the princesses were read aloud in a Marilyn Monroe sounding voice. Harvey, thank you to Harvey, thank you to Simon, thank you to Greta, thank you to Jenny Shearcore, thank you to Busy, thank you, I could go on and on, I wish I could go on and on, there's so many people to thank. Thank you to the Hollywood Foreign Press Association for putting in my hands the same award that Marilyn Monroe herself won over 50 years ago. I'm honored, thank you.
Michelle Williams for My Week with Marilyn. Interesting flick, if you haven't seen it, you might enjoy it. Best actor in a film, George Clooney film drama, for The Descendants, gives his acceptance speech.
Wow. Well, it's a funny thing about evenings like this. You get a chance to catch up with old friends and see people that you haven't seen in a long time. I wanted to say it's nice to see Brad, and it's nice to be able to tell him what not just wonderful work he's doing in two films this year, but also wonderful work he does in the rest of the world, to the rest of the people. And I'm a fan. It's also, you get to meet a lot of other, you know, wonderful young actors. I met, I'd like to thank Michael Fassbender for taking over the frontal nudity responsibility that I had. Really, Michael, honestly, if you can play golf like this with your hands behind your back, go for it, man. Do it. It also gives me a chance to say thank you to the Hollywood Foreign Press. Thank you to Fox Searchlight. Thank you to the wonderful actors who made this film so wonderful. And especially thank you very much to Alexander Payne, who makes wonderful films and is a great friend. I thank you very much for this.
All right, so there's George Clooney. No awards last night for Ricky Gervais, who's basically annoying. But in spite of that, let's move on. All right, Best Director Award went to Martin Scorsese for his work on Hugo.
Thank you. Whoa. Thank you so much. Sit down. Sit down, everybody. Thank you. Thank you, Hollywood Foreign Press. This is absolutely wonderful. And thank you also, Hollywood Foreign Press, for the extraordinary work you do on preservation and restoration of cinema. And I have to thank my love to my wife, Helen, and because we have a 12-year-old daughter, Francesca, her name is, and when she was 10, she read this beautiful book by Brian Selznick called The Invention of Hugo Cabret, and she said to me, why don't you read this book, and why don't you make a film that our daughter could see for once? So we did. And I got to thank her, I got to thank Francesca, and I got to thank Graham King and Tim Heddington and for backing the picture, and Brad Gray and Paramount for everything they're doing for the film, and my friends Rick Yorn, Ari Emanuel, and Chris Donnelly, and the wonderful cast.
All right, so there's Scorsese. By the way, Morgan Freeman won a Lifetime Achievement Award at the Golden Globes as well. That's your report about what's going on in the talk world. I'm